Collectives are not a new concept for artists to form a community of support, but a few local women have taken the idea in a new approach. CLAP, an acronym for Creative Ladies Are Powerful, is a local zine for artists and creative types to share ideas and form bonds in an otherwise competitive field. Founder Holly Hilgenberg and contributor Molly Harrington tell us how they got started.
See, it was probably in 2006 or 2007 when I would see my female friends. It would pretty much only be at shows that the guys were having. And we decided that we wanted to do something that was kind of an opportunity for us to do our own creative things. And that's when we first came up with the idea of CLAP, Creative Ladies Are Powerful. For a while, we were having a string of like really kind of fun, crazy evenings when we get together and do different projects, often doing things like craft nights or clothing swaps. But then again, life got really busy. My friend that I had been working with on the project was getting married. I was finishing up my master's degree, and that sort of fell back to the wayside. But then at the same time, over the next year or so, Lisa and I had been getting together and talking about the different projects that we were working on. And it was during one of these meetings that I saw a local music zine that's called, I believe it's Wonky. It kind of clicked with me because I'd always wanted to do publications. And I've been in journalism for a really long time. And I was like, this is perfect. Why don't we actually do this to revive CLAP as being something that could be a kind of publication. And we could also have events and, you know, sponsor shows.
CLAP has an extensive list of contributors with a variety of backgrounds, including writers, painters, photographers, musicians, filmmakers, and more.
A really wonderful thing that's come of this project is kind of creating collaborations with other women-friendly organizations around town. Mm-hmm. And in particular, there is an organization called Grease Rag that is a woman and trans-friendly bike organization. And two of the women that are very involved in that submitted a piece on winter biking. I think right now we have like over 50 people that have contributed. Yeah, really? We do have some people that have contributed almost every issue. There's a lot of people. But that's what's so great about it is that you can contribute once or you can contribute every time. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Contributor Molly Harrington.
Another fun thing that we do is Holly had the great idea of doing assembling the issues. So actually once they're all printed, that's another aspect of actually putting the issues together where you sit and basically have an assembly line and you get to meet a lot of people who want to be involved as well.
And that's not as intimidating, I don't think, as like bigger events. And it's also really important. One of the things in our sort of aim is that a lot of the women mm-hmm. that do contribute are artists or writers or musicians, but there are also women that don't necessarily see themselves as that. Part of it is that we want to create an atmosphere that it's not just about that, but it's about supporting women and living the lives that they want to.
Holly continued with CLAP's general aims and long-term goals.
It would be really great to expand the reach of what we do. We did just start selling the zine at an independent store in Iowa City called White Rabbit. And we have gotten submissions from people actually across the nation. So to continue doing that and to kind of link up with other communities of creative people, also doing events and collaborations within the Twin Cities.
When I'm involved with something with CLAP, whether it's going to an assembly party or just writing my submission and sending it, I already feel a sense of community. And then when you pick up that issue and you read it, I just feel like such a part of something. And I mean, isn't that what we're all here for? Just to find something that we feel connected to?
One of my frustrations with working in journalism and publication was how limited it was in terms of what was acceptable for writing and creation. And it can be really intimidating to people. This isn't meant to, you know, have a certain kind of end product in mind, because that's something that's really important to me as the editor of the publication, is to allow our contributors to express themselves in whatever way they want. It's about self-expression, and that I think is really important when we're talking about how this zine can be something that people can turn to as being part of something in a really authentic sort of way.
If you would like more information on CLAP and how to get involved, there are many ways to get in contact.
We have a blog that is creativeladiesarepowerful.blogspot.com.
This story was produced for KFAI by Robert W. Morgan, with production assistance by Phil Kalar. I'm Cher Dial.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.